Of him the leopard and lion are afraid like the mouse. From him the leviathan and the sea are in pallor and agitation. From him Peri and demon took to the shores. Each took abode in some hiding place.
This him is it. He's talking about that knowledge. That is special knowledge in Solomon.
Yes.
Man hath many a secret enemy. The cautious man is a wise one. There are hidden creatures, good and evil. At every instant, their blows are striking on the heart. If you go into the river to wash yourself, a thorn in the water inflicts a hurt upon you.
Of course, you don't know about this because you never went in the water like that. You have the shower. In the time of Rumi, they have to go and bathe in the natural flow of water. And normally, down there, there is this very persistent herb, which, if you touch it, it will give you a burning sensation for hours.
Nettles,
maybe. I don't know.
Or thistle.
Yeah, that's underneath. And the thorn is another thing under the water. He says, when you go and you want to wash yourself, you go into water, everything looks good. But when the thorn will punch in you, you feel it. The thorn, which was invisible, you got it when you were the subject of the thorn, right? He talks about ma'ani here, and we say there are some hidden stuff in the water. You remember, water is the flow of knowledge, right? He says there are hidden bad stuff over there. You don't see it. You could be knowledgeable, but normally you don't see it. What should you do? First of all, be careful. Don't fool around with knowledge. Don't accept whatever knowledge is, because there could be hidden stuff underneath. Because normally, when you listen to people, the people, their goodness and badness are hidden. You don't see it. But if you're not careful, you will be cheated. Be careful. Don't trust everything, because we are talking about the letters and written stuff and all that. He said there could be some hidden negativity in it. You know when you get it? When you're hurt. Yes?
Although the thorn is hidden low in the water, you notice there, since it's pricking you. Mm-hmm. The pricks of inspirations and temptations are from thousands of beings, not from one.
Mm-hmm. Here he uses one word which is strange, it's Persian, khar-khar. Khar-khar is temptation. When your skin is itching, what's happening? You scratch it. You're told not to. But you do. How? That's what it is. He says there is a temptation. And this is, in Persian language, you repeated the word torn. Torn is khar. Khar-khar will be that temptation. Here he will use that khar-khar for two things. There are two main temptations, hidden temptation you cannot resist. One is wahy, the other one is waswase. Two opposite. Wahy is something holy coming from above. Waswase is all the temptation of ego. We say this when we talk about the temptation of ego and temptation of spirituality. We are not talking about one thing happening. This happens in different ways from different sources. You should be careful, because you don't know which one is carrying what. Means you cannot be the judge of that at the beginning. So be careful. Yes?
Wait patiently. Wait for your senses to be transmuted so that you may see them. and the difficulty may be solved.
Means by telling you that in the knowledge there are hidden bad stuff, I don't mean that this is a dangerous stuff, don't do it. Wait a minute. You will be transformed, then you will see the Torah and everything, because we are talking about you changing your vision to see the things. But wait, you will see it. Now, just be careful. Yes?
So that whose words you have rejected and whom you have made your captive.
This you will see later. You will understand that what kind of knowledge you absorb, from whom you learn, and from whom you didn't. Because there are people who gave you something, you ignored it, or you disputed it, or disregarded it, and you accepted. How did you do that? No way. No way. Nobody could explain it to you. Wait. You will change. Then you will know. You say, I listened to this guy. That comes from there. That comes from there. That's when your eye is open, inshallah. Okay, after that, afterwards, we'll be afterward. Let's hear it in Persian. زین نمت بسیار برهان گفت شیر که از جواب آن جبریان گشتند سیر روبه و آهو و خرگوش و شغال جبر را بگذاشتند و قیل و قال عهدها کردند با شیر ژیان کاندر این بیعت نیفتد در زیان قسم هر روزش بیاید بی جگر حاجتش نبود تقاضای دیگر قرعه بر هر کوفتادی روز روز سوی آن شیر دویدی همچو یوز چون به خرگوش آمد آن ساغر به دو بامزد خرگوش آخر چند جو قوم گفتندش که چندین گاه ما جان فدا کردیم در عهد و وفا تو مجو بدنامی ما ای اونود تا نرنجد شیر رو زود زود گفت ای یاران مرا مهلت دهید تا به مکرم از بلا بیرون جهید تا امان یابد به مکرم جانتان ماند این میراث فرزندانتان هر پیامبر امتان را در جهان همچنین تا مخلصی میخواندشان که از فلک راه برون شو دیده بود در نظر چون مردمک پیچیده بود مردمش چون مردمک دیدن خورد در بزرگی مردمک کس ره نبود قوم گفتندش که ای خرگوش دار خیش را اندازه خرگوش دار این چه لاف است این که از تو بهتران در نیاوردن اندر خاطران موجبی یا خود قضا من در پی است ورنه این دم لایق چون تو کی است گفته یاران حقم الهام داد مر ضعیفی را قوی رأی فتاد آنچه حق آموخت مر زنبور را آن نباشد شیر را و گور را خانه ها سازد پر از حلوای تر حق بر آن علم را بگشاد در آنچه حق آموخت کرم پیله را هیچ پیلی داند آن روی را آدم خاکی زحق آموخت علم تا به هفتم آسمان افروخت علم نام و ناموس ملک را در شکست کوری آن کس که در حق در شکست زاهد چندین هزاران ساله را پوزبندی ساخت آن ساله را تا نتاند شیر علم دین کشید تا نگردد گرد آن قصر مشید علم های اهل حس شد پوزبند تا نگیرد شیر زن علم بلند قطره دل را یکی گوهر فتاد کن به دریاها و گردونها نداد چند صورت آخره صورت پرست جان بی معنیت از صورت نرست گر به صورت آدمی انسان بودی احمد و بوجهل خود یکسان بودی نقش بر دیوار مثل آدم است بنگر از صورت چه چیز او کم است جان کم است آن صورت بیتاب را رو بجو آن گوهر کمیاب را شد سر شیران عالم جمله پست چون سگ اصحاب را دادند دست چه زیان استش از آن نقش نفور چون که جانش غرق شد در بحر نور وصف صورت نیست اندر خامه ها عالم و عادل بود در نامه ها عالم عادل همه معنیست و بس کش نیادی در مقام پیش و پس
میزند بر تنز سوی لامکان، می نگنجد در فلک خورشید جان.